Ingredients. 1. Raw rice, anakalari / pachari, 1 cup 2. Water, 1/2 cup 3. Thick coconut milk, anampal, 1 cup 4. Sour toddy, pulika kalu, 1 tablespoon 5. Salt, to taste 6. Sugar, 1 teaspoon 7. Egg, 1. Preparation. Wash and soak the rice for 1 to 2 hours, drain the water, add it in a mixy jar for wet grinding, add water and grind it into a smooth paste. If water is not enough, can add a little coconut milk. It depends on your mixy and the choice of your rice. Be careful in adding water because the batter should be very thick. When ready, empty it into a deep vessel. Instead of whole rice, can use rice flour without roasting also. Take 1 tablespoon ground batter in a saucepan, add 2 or 3 tablespoons water, keep it on fire and boil till it turns into a thick porridge, stirring continuously. If toddy is not available, soak 1/4 teaspoons yeast in 1 teaspoon warm water and mix it with the flour, add salt and sugar. Add the porridge when cool, break the egg, those who don't like egg can avoid it, beat it well and add to the batter. Mix the batter well and keep it overnight for fermenting. Fermentation time 6 to 10 hours. Fermentation process depends on the climate. In hot climate it takes less time to ferment. Don't keep for too long or else it will turn sour and your appam will have that taste. Once fermented, add coconut milk and mix well. Keep it for 10 minutes. Now the batter is ready for cooking. Question mark? Take a palapa chatty, special non-stick pan for this appam. Keep on slow fire. When it is nice and hot, apply some ghee or coconut oil. Can apply any oil inside the whole pan to avoid sticking. Pour 2 or 3 tablespoons of batter into the pan. Lift the pan and rotate it evenly so the flour will stick onto the sides of the pan like a thin circle. Keep it on stove and cover with a lid. After 5 minutes, lift the cover and slowly remove the sides first and then the whole appam. Enjoy it with some chicken, meat, vegetable stew or any curry of your choice. You can also have it with coconut milk and honey if you like it sweet. This is a dish which can be eaten for breakfast, lunch, tea and dinner. It tastes really yummy. This is a must-have dish for any celebration in Kerala, especially in Christian families. Copyright 2018 My Grandma's Healthy School.com, all rights reserved.